glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
I want you to open your Bibles with me this morning to Genesis, the first chapter. And the Lord began to talk to me this morning about a subject that I've taught on many times, but maybe not in just this light. You know, sometimes if you just approach a subject from a little different angle, it really opens your understanding to it. And like someone has said, you climb a mountain from one side and you get one view, you climb it from another side and you get another view, but yet it's still the same mountain. But we're going to look at things from a little different angle this morning. I want us to read from Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26 through 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, I want you to notice that God said, let them have dominion. We're going to talk about dominion this morning. We want to talk about the dominion principle. There is a principle of dominion. And if we get a hold of that and understanding it, if you understand this principle, it'll change the way you look at many things in life. Notice God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them have dominion. Now, the them means male and female. You know, there's a lot of things going around about, years ago, this thing about submission and that the woman was in submission to every man. And, you know, you can carry anything too far. It reminds me of a story I heard about the guy that went to one of those meetings and he come home and he told his wife, he said, I have dominion. I'm the one with dominion in this household. You're going to submit. You're going to do everything I want to do. The fellow said, well, what happened? Well, he said, I didn't see her for 2 weeks. Then he said, I could see her just a little bit out of one eye. So we must have dominion in proper perspective, lest it cause us problems. But we do need to understand that God said, let them have dominion. Now notice, he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing. Now that means that we even have dominion over creeps. That's good news in itself, to know that we have dominion over creeps and flakes and fruits. You know, Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits, not because they are fruits. So we need to understand that God gave dominion on this planet to mankind. Now, when it says man, it means mankind. In other words, the species. So that includes you ladies, too. Now, someone said, well, where would we be without the women? Somebody said, in the Garden of Eden. But that's really not true. Because, you see, Adam sinned first. Yeah, I figured you ladies would be glad to hear that. You see, God gave dominion and told him to subdue the earth. Well, he had authority over that serpent. And he could have said in the name of Almighty God, I demand that you depart this planet forever. And it would have been as though God said it. It would have taken place. Satan, you would have never heard his name again on this planet. But for some reason, Adam didn't exercise his dominion. And even though he had dominion, when he didn't exercise that dominion, it was as though he didn't have any dominion. Now, we need to realize that because that's where the church today stands in the precarious position of which Adam stood in that day, that we have dominion on this planet. God has given us dominion, but if we don't exercise our authority and our dominion, it'll be just as though we never had it. In other words, Satan will run over you roughshod, but thank God we're created in the image of God and in His likeness. Now, see, God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So when God created man in His image and His likeness, a Hebrew scholar told me that this word likeness meant in the original Hebrew an exact duplication of kind. Now that's important to understand because that God created man a spirit being. He has a soul and lives in a body. He is so much in likeness of God that He is threefold, spirit, soul, and body. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're a trinity. Now notice though, when in verse 28, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. In other words, if it gets out of line, you put it back in line, you exercise the dominion I've given you. It's important that we act on the authority that God has given us. Now in all of your study of the Bible, you'll never find where this dominion was taken back. God gave mankind dominion over this planet. And if you read some of the things it says in Psalms, over all the work of His hands. Now, I know there were people back when they were talking about going to the moon. In fact, there was a fellow in our hometown that he said, oh, they'll never go to the moon. Said, that's God's planet up there. They're trying to get into God's territory. But you see, he didn't know that God said, let them have dominion over all the work of His hands. And when they finally landed on the moon, and we saw it on our television sets in July 1969. Well, he said, oh, they're just fooling you. Said, they're out there in the desert somewhere. Said, they didn't do that. But you see, God gave man dominion. And because someone kept that image before them, then they finally walked in that dominion to a degree, see. Now, I want us to go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Isaiah chapter 55. Let's begin with verse 8, where God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now, if we just read that from that perspective there, we miss something. Let's back up to verse 7. Because most of the time you hear this quoted from there. But let's read verse 7 with it. This puts it in the context. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He's talking about the thoughts and the ways of a wicked man. How many times have you heard people say, well, you know, God says that His ways are higher than our ways. And the idea they portray is that you just can't attain unto it. But no, He's talking about the wicked man. He said, let the wicked man forsake his thoughts because they're not. He doesn't think like God thinks. Well, there's a lot of Christians don't think like God thinks either. But you see, if your thoughts are incompatible with God's thoughts, then you're going to have to change because He's not going to change. He's God and He changeth not. I told my wife about my hairstyle. I said, I'm just like God. She said, what do you think God has a crew cut? I said, no, He changeth not and I don't either. Hadn't been for me, crew cuts that had gone out of style years ago. I want you to notice now that he goes on in verse 10 to say, for the rain that cometh down and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for the eater. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth, and shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. Now this is what I call the dominion principle. Because God tells you how the principle works. The rain comes down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread for the eater. In other words, the seed makes a demand on the soil. It makes a demand. It takes dominion over the earth. The seed does. It demands from the soil what must be. The seed determines what the harvest will be. Now, it is not the soil that determines what will be raised. It is the seed that is sown that determines what will be raised. And so many times we miss that. We get to thinking, well, you know, in the natural we know if you sow corn or plant, sow wheat, you get wheat. You don't get corn or tomatoes. But so many times we plant other seeds in the spirit realm and wonder why we didn't have a different harvest. The reason is because of this dominion principle. The seed takes dominion over the soil to produce that whereunto it was sent. Can you say amen?
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, before we leave the broadcast, all of this week, our tape offer is tape offer number 7406. 7406. It's called Authority of Man and Jesus. Four audio cassettes in an album for $24 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $29. Authority of Man and Jesus. Did you realize that God gave mankind authority over this planet? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl there, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Then in verse 28, God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, God expects you to have dominion, but so many people don't realize that their body gives them authority on this planet. This is what we talk about in this tape series, how that the body of man gives him authority, mankind. Your physical body gives you authority on this planet because you were born here. Jesus had to be born on this planet with a physical flesh, blood, and bone body to have authority here. Now, he was anointed of God to destroy the works of the devil, but he had the authority to do it because he had a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. That's why the enemy wants your body sick, crippled, or dead, because it'll inhibit your authority, especially if you're dead. You have no dominion. So, Authority of Man and Jesus. This is one of the most enlightening series I've ever taught. Four audio cassettes and an album for a total of $29. That's offer number 7406. 7406. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps, reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, we're here in Isaiah, the 5th chapter. I want to read this again because It is so important that we understand this dominion principle. Verse 10, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth." Notice, it maketh the earth or the soil bring forth. It puts pressure on it. It makes a demand on the soil. It must respond. "And bud it must bring forth, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Now, have you ever asked yourself, what is the purpose of a plant or a seed? It's to produce more seed. That's what it's for. It's to produce more seed. Bread for the eater and seed for the sower. In other words, it produces that which you have need of in the present life and also the thing that is needed for the future. There must be seed for sowing. "So shall my word be." Now here, he very vividly displays what he's talking about. "So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth." In other words, it will make a demand. It will make a demand. "And it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it." In Psalms 107, verse 20, God said, "I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." That is the seed of God's word. It makes a demand. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. So dominion was God-given. We find from Genesis 1, God gave mankind dominion over this planet. But so many times, Christians have just bowed down and have not exercised the dominion that God gave them. I want us to go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And notice what Peter said in verse 6. He says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil..." How many of you know we have an adversary? He's called the devil. He's a fallen angel. "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Notice he's seeking whom he may devour. In other words, he can't devour everyone. So he has to seek whom he may devour. "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." That's our job, is to resist him steadfast in the faith. Now, where does the faith come from? To resist him, from the Word of God. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Resist the devil, and he will flee. The Greek says, as in terror. Flee as in terror. If you resist him, according to the Word of God. The problem is so many times people just buddy up with him. I don't know if the people that have said to me, "Brother Couch, the devil told me so and so." And they believed him. Well, the devil's a liar and the father of it. I said, "Well, rejoice." Why? Because the devil's a liar. If he said it, you know it's not true. You can learn some things from what the devil says sometimes. Those same people sometimes will say, "Well, do you have a word from the Lord for me?" Yes, I have a word from the Lord for you. Quit listening to the devil. Take authority over him. Exercise your dominion. He's an illegal alien on this planet. He has no authority here. God gave man dominion over this planet. Now see, God gave man dominion. He turned it over to the devil. The devil became what the Apostle Paul called the god of this world. But I want you to know that Jesus came, and he walked perfect and upright under that old covenant. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about destroying the works of the devil and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And then Jesus, you know, was crucified. The Bible says if the prince of this world had known, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. I guess not. Because he thought he had it made when he killed Jesus, had him killed and buried. But all he did was planning. And on the third day, he came up. He was the seed of righteousness, thank God. When God wanted righteousness in the earth, he sent a seed here. And they planted him, and he came up. And if that wasn't bad enough, that was one of the worst things Satan ever saw. He couldn't handle one Jesus, you know. But on the day of Pentecost, he got a 100-fold return. He was 120, poured out of the same mold. And Satan couldn't handle one Jesus. And they're going to exercise dominion on the planet. And if that wasn't bad enough, before the day was over, there's 3,120 of them poured out of the same mold to exercise dominion in the name of Jesus. Well, you see, when Jesus went to the cross and died, the Bible says that he spoiled principalities and powers. Colossians chapter 1, I believe it, said he spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You notice Peter says he's as a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour, because he can't devour those that know that they have dominion and exercise it. God gave mankind dominion. Well, somebody said, yeah, but he turned it over to Satan, and Satan became the god of this world. But did you read Matthew 28, where Jesus stood on the mountain? He said, all power is given to me. All authority is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. See, he got it back. He spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly. What does that mean? That means that Satan got his authority from Adam. When Adam sinned and bowed his knee to him, he turned his authority over to Satan, and Satan became the god of this world. But I want you to know that Jesus stripped him of that authority. The word spoil in Colossians there, the Greek word that's translated spoil means to strip off or unclothe. And that's exactly what he did. He stripped him of his authority. And to tell you the truth, Satan's streaking now. He don't have a thing to wear. Thank God he's been stripped of his authority. He's an illegal alien to this planet. He has no authority here. He has no dominion whatsoever. None. Only what you will allow him and give him. Now see, Jesus said, all power and authority is given unto me. All authority is given to me. That word power is authority. All authority is given to me, both in heaven and earth. He had it all. Well, somebody said, glory to God, when we get to heaven, we're going to get all this authority. Well, what would you do with it then? Be no devils up there. Be no demons up there. Be no wars up there. Be no problems up there. You don't need it then. You need it now. See, God gave that dominion. And Jesus stripped Satan of it and delivered it back to the body of Christ, to the believers. If you read Matthew 28 and then read Mark the 16th chapter, you get the full perspective of it, that Jesus said, all power and authority is delivered unto me. I have it all. There's not any. If Jesus had it all, Satan didn't have any, did he?
That's right.
I mean, he stripped him of it. And then he turned to the believers and says, now you go in my name. You cast out the demons. You speak with new tongues. You lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. See, he delivered that dominion back to mankind, to the believer. That's where it is today. But you know, you don't have to operate in it. You don't have to exercise it. And it'll be just as though you didn't have it if you don't exercise it. Just as Adam did. He didn't exercise his dominion. Now, if you'll notice, God, in the beginning there, in Genesis 1, 2, he looked out over the earth and he saw darkness. And he said, light be. And light was. Notice he didn't look out there and say, woo, it's dark out here. No. He said, light. Well, there wasn't any light. I know it. That's the reason he said it. See, he called it. Now, he exercised dominion over darkness by speaking light. Now, see, somebody said, I can understand that, but that was God. Well, then maybe we can understand verse 26 and 28. God said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. How are them going to have dominion? The same way that him had dominion. Through speaking the words. Speaking faith-filled words. God exercised dominion over the things that didn't line up with what he desired by words. We are to exercise our dominion by speaking God's word after him. The word comes down from heaven as the snow and the rain, and it does not return. The word came down to the earth, and it will accomplish that whereunto he sent it. If we'll speak it, if we'll take dominion over the circumstances of life through the word of God. See, Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is more powerful than any words that the devil speaks. But we must proclaim and decree and plant what God has said and make a demand on the planet.
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. I trust you've been blessed as we've taught on the dominion principle. Offer number 7406 is our offer all of this week. That's tape offer number 7406. Authority of Man and Jesus. Four audio cassettes in an album for $24 plus $5 postage and handling. In this tape series, we deal with the fact that man has authority on the planet, talking about mankind, because God gave him dominion in Genesis chapter 1. Now, God never took that back. He's going to take it back in the near future when Jesus returns. Then God has authority on this planet. But until that time, he's given mankind dominion over this planet, and your body gives you authority. Now, so many people think, well, my old body is just sinful, just old sin nature, just old suffer on this earth and just struggle, hope to get in. Maybe God will build me a cabin in a corner of glory land. Well, no, he created man to have dominion. And you have dominion through the word of God. The way that God exercised dominion in Genesis was God said and God saw. God said and God saw. God said and God saw. If you will say what God said about you, you begin to see yourself with authority on this planet. Now, so many people think that they just don't have any authority. We're just here struggling along. No, God gave you authority. But if you don't understand that your body gives you authority on this planet, and God furnishes the anointing for you to have dominion over the world, the flesh, and the devil. If you understand authority of man and Jesus, you're a long way down the road of living an overcoming life. That's offer number 7406. We have a toll-free auto line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, the problem is that most of the time we've got the image or impression that, well, you know, God just put us down here and we're just little worms in the dust and we just have to hope to God that we hold out to the end. You're already at the end if that's what you believe in. No, God expects us to exercise dominion. When he said resist the devil, he means to resist him with the word of God. What God said. is the power force that'll resist the devil. That's why Peter, we're here, we were talking about this in First Peter, the fifth chapter, where he says, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil, as, notice it says as, didn't say he was a roaring lion, says he's as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour the ones that exercise dominion. Now, he may give you some problems, all right. I'm not telling you you're not going to have any problems in life. I'm not telling you you're not going to have any things that you'll have to take dominion over. I'm telling you that God's Word has given you authority and dominion over the works of the devil. He hath delivered us, Paul said, from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. He hath delivered us from the authority of darkness. Darkness does not have authority over us. Thank God for that. But it can have authority over you. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, God sent His Word to deliver us. And when He says, you are delivered from this present evil world, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 3, he said that Jesus gave himself for us to deliver us from this present evil world. In other words, the evils of this present world. He gave himself to do that. Well, if he did that to do that, and his word comes down from heaven as rain that comes down from heaven to accomplish that whereunto he sent it, then it must have accomplished that, right? So therefore, we must be delivered from the authority of darkness. And it is the will of God that we be delivered from the evil that is in this present world. And Jesus praying in the 17th chapter of John said, I don't pray that you will take them out of this world, but you'll deliver them from the evil that is in this world. Now the problem is that we've kind of come up with the idea that all of the evil and troubles and problems that come our way is God sent to make us more like Jesus. I've heard people preach that over television, over radio. But then if that were true, then how could you resist that which God sent against you? He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Then John 10:10 gives us the dividing line of the Bible. The thief cometh not but for. Now listen, the thief cometh not but for. This is the only reason that he comes. To steal, to kill, and destroy God's creation, see. That's all Satan came to do. Now I've heard people say that, well now God, Jesus uses Satan to teach the church. Now isn't that something? God has to use the father of all lies to train the church. Well, you know, anybody with just a little bit of smart would know better than that. He used the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. He didn't say that trials, troubles, and problems would perfect the saints. If it were true that God was using troubles and problems and sickness and disease and car wrecks to perfect the saints, then when I came to town, Brother Lyons ought to have had a poster made up. Brother Capp's coming to town operating in one of the fivefold ministries of a teacher. He's going to give some sickness, some disease, some athlete's foot, some marriage problem, some car wrecks to perfect the saints. Now that's so foolish, isn't it? But you know, as people preach that, that's the problems is teaching you and making you more like Jesus. Wonder if they ever read about John 10:10 and Mark 4 where Jesus said Satan comes to steal the word. Now the dominion principle says that the word comes down from heaven as rain and does not return until it accomplished that which he sent it to do. And it makes the earth bring forth to bud and produce. In other words, the Word makes a demand on the earth. It's the seed that makes a demand. But now what if you don't plant the seed? See, that seed has to be lodged in the soil. Any farmer knows that you can have all the seed in the county in your barn and pray over it and fast and confess the Word of God over it, but until you plant it, you're not going to have a harvest. Just because you have the ability to make a demand on the soil does not mean that you'll make a demand on it. God sent His Word here for that purpose. But we are the one that plant the seed. See, this is the dominion principle. That the seed is the one that puts the pressure, makes the demand on the earth. Now notice that God said, subdue the earth and have dominion over it. In other words, if it gets out of line, you put it back in line, you exercise the dominion I've given you. How are you going to do that? Well, according to the Word there, the principle, the dominion principle, it is through the Word of God that God sent. And bless their darling hearts. There's so many people that misunderstand faith and confession and don't understand that's exactly what God intends for our confession to be, is just simply what He said, so that we can make a demand on this planet and the environment around us. No, you're not going to change the whole world by saying what God said or the confession, but thank God you can change the one you're living in. You can have dominion over the property you're walking on with the Word of God if you understand the principle and if you operate in it. See, it won't happen to you just because it's in the Bible. No more than all sinners are going to be saved just because it said Christ died for the sinner. Did you know that it said that? He died for the ungodly. Well, are they all the ungodly saved? No. But He still died for them, didn't He? They could be, but many of them won't be, because they won't receive the seed. If they would plant the seed, see, if they'd get a hold of what the Word says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Any sinner can lay hold on that seed and plant it by saying it and accomplish exactly what God sent it here to do, deliver him from the authority of darkness. But you hear so many people saying what the devil said. Oh, the devil has dominion over. The devil always does this. The devil always does this. The devil always does this. How long have you been saying that? Well, 20 years now. Worked real good, didn't it? You planted the seed, and you got the harvest. What's happened? You got the dominion principle in reverse. You're sowing the seeds of the devil. Now let me stop right here and show you something. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things. Now what things is faith the substance of? The things hoped for, right? All right? What I hope for then is what God has given me. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, God has given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness. Hath given, not going to, He's already done it. Then if He's already done it, where are they? Faith is the substance of them. Where does the faith come from? Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. See, Paul said that, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh in God, comes by hearing the Word of God. So the faith to obtain the things that God has already given comes from the Word itself. In other words, the seed is what will produce it. The Word is the seed. It will produce the very things. So faith is the substance of it. Then if faith comes from hearing the Word of God, then God's Word is filled with faith. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, if there wasn't any faith in the Word of God, you couldn't get any faith by hearing it. But since it's filled with faith, then you hear the word of promise. That's the only way you could have faith to have dominion over your circumstances of life, is by hearing the word concerning dominion. And that's, frankly, the reason that many people never take authority or dominion over the devil, because they never have the knowledge that they have authority to do that. And see, you can have that authority and not know about it and walk all through life and never exercise dominion one time over the devil. Somebody said, well, will you go to heaven if you go through life and the devil just runs over you? Yes, I got good news and bad news for you. You may go to heaven, all right, but you may go in the morning. If you don't take authority over the devil and all that he brings against you, see. The dominion principle is that the word comes down from heaven. It is the seed that furnishes bread for your food and seed for the sower. In other words, you live by every word of God, and you sow the word of God to have dominion, and you sow the word of God by saying the word of God. Now, we get into that because it's important to understand how you exercise dominion with the seed that God has given you, and you simply do it by planting the seed.
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. I trust you've been blessed as we've taught on the dominion principle. Offer number 7406 is our offer all of this week. That's tape offer number 7406. Authority of Man and Jesus. Four audio cassettes in an album for $24 plus $5 postage and handling. In this tape series, we deal with the fact that man has authority on the planet, talking about mankind, because God gave him dominion in Genesis chapter 1. Now, God never took that back. He's going to take it back in the near future when Jesus returns. Then God has authority on this planet. But until that time, he's given mankind dominion over this planet, and your body gives you authority. Now, so many people think, well, my old body is just sinful, just old sin nature, just old suffer on this earth and just struggle, hope to get in. Maybe God will build me a cabin in a corner of glory land. Well, no, he created man to have dominion. And you have dominion through the word of God. The way that God exercised dominion in Genesis was God said and God saw. God said and God saw. God said and God saw. If you will say what God said about you, you begin to see yourself with authority on this planet. Now, so many people think that they just don't have any authority. We're just here struggling along. No, God gave you authority. But if you don't understand that your body gives you authority on this planet, and God furnishes the anointing for you to have dominion over the world, the flesh, and the devil. If you understand authority of man and Jesus, you're a long way down the road of living an overcoming life. That's offer number 7406. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
1 Peter chapter 5. Let me read that from verse 6 again. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, it didn't just happen. Have you ever come to the point you thought, I don't believe anybody has this trouble but me? He said, just rest assured, everybody else is going through the same thing. You're going to have problems in this earth. But he tells you what to do with it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Now, if you humble yourself under God, you have to humble yourself under the Word of God. See, some people think they're being humble, saying, well, dear God, I just don't know what. I guess I'm just suffering for Jesus. I guess it's just the will of God. That's not humility. That's operating under the influence of ignorance. See, the problems that come to you in life don't come because it's the will of God for your life. They come because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything that God created. Why would you want to resist something that God brought against you? See, if it were true that these problems you face in life was coming from God, why would He say, resist whom resist steadfast in the faith? If God were using the devil to perfect the saints, why would you want to resist that which is perfecting you? See, there's a problem in this area sometimes. Through deception. How many of you know the devil's a deceiver? He has no power or no authority. Let's say it this way. He has no authority on this planet to overcome you. He has none. No authority. See, we are delivered from the authority of darkness. Well, now, if we are delivered, then thank God we are delivered from His authority. See, Satan has none. God has given that authority to us. But unless we resist Him steadfast in the faith, now where does the faith come from? From the word of promise. So if you don't know what the promise said, you wouldn't have the faith to resist Him. If it were true that the problems were perfecting us in life and perfecting our faith, then why did James say, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist him and he'll flee from you. I mean, you wouldn't be in a need to resist the devil if this was perfecting you. But you see, James was the brother of Jesus. He said, resist him and he has no choice. He'll have to flee from you. See, resist him according to the word of God. But see, if you don't know what the word said, you can't resist him. See, the dominion principle comes into play again. You have to know the word because the word is the seed that will put the pressure on the devil, put the pressure on this planet. It will demand from this planet, it will demand from this earth what the word said. It has to come to pass if we believe, if we doubt not in our heart and we believe what we're saying, what we're planning, what we're speaking will come to pass. See, the very principle of Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say to the mountain, to the problem area in your life, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. See, I'm glad he didn't say doubt not in his head. If he'd have said doubt not in your head, there'd been no mountains moved in this life. Let me tell you something. You can have doubt in your head and faith in your heart and it'll still work. But you can't have doubt in your heart and faith in your head. That'll give you a headache. Faith works in the heart. Now notice what Peter says. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God or under the word of God. In other words, some people think, oh, it's humble to just say that, oh, I'm just a little nothing in the earth. No, that's not humility. Humility is saying, I may not feel righteous, I may not look righteous, I may not act righteous all the time, but the word of God says that I am the righteousness of God, so I must be. Thank God I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. The greater one dwelleth in me, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I overcome evil with good, and I have overcome the wicked one. That's what John said about it. He said, I write unto you, little children, because you have overcome the wicked one. Oh, you're just being proud. No, I'm humbling myself under the word of God. And I'm saying what God said. Well, I don't feel like I've overcome. Well, see, you're exalting your feelings above God. God said you have. God said you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, you're new on the inside. You may not look righteous, you may not feel righteous, you may not act righteous all the time, but the Word of God says you are, so you ought to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Somebody said, oh, but our righteousness is as filthy rags. You're exactly right. I'm not talking about your righteousness, I'm talking about His righteousness He gave to you. You still out there? Or did you go home? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've talked myself happy. Glory to God. It's a thrill to know that we can exalt God's Word above our feelings. And we take His Word and we use His Word to put the pressure on the circumstances of life. See, we may not act righteous all the time, but if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's just as though it never happened as far as God's concerned. See, I take God's Word and I put pressure on the circumstances that I face. The dominion principle is that God's Word has come down. And you see, it's the seed. Oh, if you'll get that seed in you, oh, it'll change so many things in your life. Well, He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. See, he's as a roaring lion. He's not one. He's as one. The only difference is that Jesus broke his teeth out. He's just a roaring lion. He's all mouth. So somebody said, well, what scripture? You have scripture for that. Certainly I do. The Bible says that God broke the teeth of the ungodly. Wouldn't you think that Satan qualifies? So God broke his teeth out. He's all mouth. But you know what? There's some Christians just soft and pliable. He can just gum them to death. You don't have to have any teeth. Just roar a few times and they'll roll over and play dead. But you see, the dominion principle is that God's Word has come down from heaven. And it watereth the earth. And it causes it to bud and bring forth that whereunto it pleases Him. So God's Word is the thing that's going to make a demand on the environment of this planet and on this planet and on your physical body. Take the Word of God and make a demand on your physical body and say, body, listen to me. Here's what the Word of God said. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. He's given His angels charge over me, and they'll keep me in all my ways, and my pathway is life, and there is no death. I'm a doer of the Word of God. I'm blessed in my deed. 1 Peter 2:24 says that by His stripes ye were healed. He sent His Word and healed them. So hands were laid on me. I must have received my healing. Body, listen to me. I'm calling you well. Somebody said, how can you say that when you're hurt? That's all the more reason you ought to say it. I'm taking the seed of the Word of God and I'm planting it down here. How do you plant it? Is by saying it. See, the seed is the Word. God sent it down from heaven to water the earth and cause it to bud and to bring forth. Now go with me over to Mark's Gospel. Now let me remind you of what Paul said in Colossians 1:13. Says, He hath delivered us from the authority of darkness. He hath, not going to, it's already happened. Somebody said, it sure doesn't look like it happened. Well, it doesn't have to look that way. It just has to say it. And then you have to bring it into manifestation. He hath delivered us from the authority of darkness. So all the darkness that comes against you in life has no authority against you. Unless you give it authority or dominion with your words. Now let me show you something right here. Faith in God comes by hearing the Word of God. Right? That's what Paul said. Faith in God comes by hearing the Word of God. Well, now, the opposite of that truth, or what we call a reciprocal truth, is that the opposite of that would be that faith in the devil comes by hearing what? The words of the devil. If faith in God comes, because you see, the truth is, faith cometh by hearing. Whether you're hearing God or whether you're hearing the devil, faith cometh. That's why so many people are so highly developed in believing that bad things are going to happen, because they're always listening to what the devil said. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing, and hearing, and hearing. So you hear all the things the devil says, and you quote what the devil says. You see, you're planting the very seeds that Satan has said. Satan will get you to quoting him. Well, you're not going to get healed this time. Your needs are not going to be met this time. Yes, but the Word said. It sure doesn't look like it's going to work, but the Word said, so I humble myself. I humble myself under the Word of God and say what God said, my need is met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, before we leave the broadcast, all of this week, our tape offer is tape offer number 7406. 7406. It's called Authority of Man and Jesus. Four audio cassettes in an album for $24 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $29. Authority of Man and Jesus. Did you realize that God gave mankind authority over this planet? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl there, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Then in verse 28, God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, God expects you to have dominion, but so many people don't realize that their body gives them authority on this planet. This is what we talk about in this tape series, how that the body of man gives him authority, mankind. Your physical body gives you authority on this planet because you were born here. Jesus had to be born on this planet with a physical flesh, blood, and bone body to have authority here. Now, he was anointed of God to destroy the works of the devil, but he had the authority to do it because he had a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. That's why the enemy wants your body sick, crippled, or dead, because it'll inhibit your authority, especially if you're dead. You have no dominion. So, Authority of Man and Jesus. This is one of the most enlightening series I've ever taught. Four audio cassettes and an album for a total of $29. That's offer number 7406. 7406. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps, reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
But you see, you say what God said, regardless of what is happening to you, regardless of whether you're taking medicine or not taking medicine. I'll tell you one thing, if you'll take your medicine in the name of Jesus, it'll work twice as good. Let me tell you something about that. Medicine won't heal you, and it won't keep you from getting healed. It just holds down the symptoms. So we need to come out from under that bondage that the devil's put on the body of Christ. The devil's told you, you can't believe God and take medicine, or you can't take medicine and believe God. Who says you can't? Don't get under condemnation. God wants you healed. Are you listening to me? Now, let me show you something here in Mark, the 4th chapter. He is telling you the parable of the sower. And he tells you that the sower soweth the word. Now, remember, we're talking about the dominion principle of Isaiah 55, that as the rains come down from heaven, so shall the word of God come down, and it will accomplish that whereunto it sent it. Now, notice the rain came down and watered the earth and caused it to bud and bring forth. So shall my word do, or be, that comes down from heaven, see, It will cause a production. Now, in this parable, in Mark the 4th chapter, Jesus, when he gets through with the parable, in verse 9 he says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let him hear. And then he goes on in verse 11 and says, "He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, these things are done in parables." Now come down to verse 13. "And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables?" Now he's talking about all parables concerning the kingdom. See, this is the granddaddy of all parables concerning the kingdom of God. If you don't understand this one, you'll never understand the kingdom of God. This is based on Isaiah 55, the dominion principle. And that is simply this: the sower soweth the word. Now notice, he is portraying to you by something that you understand and something the people in that day understood was how the earth worked. Is that you plant a seed in the soil. He said, "The sower soweth the word. These are by the wayside. These are they that were by the wayside where the word was sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Notice, the soil is the hearts of men or mankind. That is the soil. Now what Jesus is doing is open his mouth in parables. The Bible says he opened his mouth in parables, spoke things that had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. The dominion principle is unveiled here under the new covenant as never before in the New Testament, as never before in all of time. Telling you exactly how the dominion principle works. And that is, the sower soweth the word. The word is God's word. That is the seed, right? And it is sown in the hearts of men. Now here it's specifically talking about being saved. But it is a principle. Now remember, a principle covers different areas. So it'll work in any area. It is a principle. He heareth the word. Now, Matthew's account of it, the 13th chapter, verse 19, says, "He that heareth the word of the kingdom." He calls the word of God the word of the kingdom. Why? Because it works in the kingdom. "The word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh Satan, and taketh away that which was sown in his heart." In other words, if you understand it, Satan can't steal it from you. If you don't understand it, Satan will steal it from you. And it will become as though it were not true if Satan steals it from you. Can you understand what I'm saying? In other words, God's word will work if you plant it. But if you don't plant it, if you don't understand it, and you don't plant it the way he said to do it, then it won't work for you. Just simply won't produce. I mean, you can pray over your seed, fast, and do all the religious things you know to do, but they're not going to multiply until you plant them. Proverbs says, "Write these things on the table of your heart." How in the world do you do that? Well, the psalmist David hooked into it when he said, "My tongue is as the pen of a ready writer." Now, let me show you another example in the Bible of people hearing the word, but they wouldn't act on it. They wouldn't exercise dominion. The children of Israel, they didn't enter into the promised land. Thousands of them died in the wilderness. The Bible said they could not enter in because of unbelief. In the 4th chapter then of Hebrews, Paul says that the gospel was preached to us as well as unto them, that the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They heard it all right, but they didn't mix any faith with it. See, the idea that faith cometh by having heard is not true. Because they heard it, but they wouldn't mix any faith with it. When you mix faith with it, faith cometh. The way you mix faith with the Word of God is by saying it. When you hear it, you believe it. When you believe it, you say it. When you say it, you believe it. When you believe it, you say it. Faith cometh by hearing. The Word is nigh thee. It's in your mouth and in your heart. What Paul said in Romans the 10th chapter, "The Word is nigh thee." The promise is nigh thee, as close as getting it in your mouth and in your heart. This is the dominion principle. You take the promise of God and you speak it, and faith cometh. Then faith is the substance of things. What things? The thing that God promised in His Word. This is the faith we're talking about. This is the dominion we're talking about. Taking dominion, demanding of the earth to bring forth what the Word has said. Now, what is the earth? The soil is the heart of man. Now, let me show you what Jesus said. 17th chapter, verse Luke verse 20 and 21. They demanded of him when the kingdom of God should come. He said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. They won't say, lo here, lo there, but behold, the kingdom of God is within you. When you were born again, God set up a kingdom inside you. It is the same kingdom that will be set up in the New Jerusalem. It is no less powerful. It is no less capable of producing everything you have need of in this life as the kingdom that will be set up in the New Jerusalem. But it is a spiritual manifestation of that kingdom. And it's set up in the heart of every believer. This parable of the sower shows you how the dominion principle works. When he says, the sower soweth the word. Now, we'll not go through all the thorns and the things here because we don't have time to get into that at this point. Come on down to verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear, for with what measure you meet it shall be measured unto you, and to you that hear shall more be given. Now, verse 23, he said, if any have ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, hear what I'm saying, because he said the more time you give to hearing this, the greater measure of understanding will come back to you. Now listen to what he says. For he that hath, to him shall be given, he shall have more abundance. To him that hath not what? Hath not ears to hear. If you don't have ears to hear, it'll be taken away from you, even that which you have. Verse 26, here is the clarity of Jesus' teaching concerning the dominion principle. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. How do you cast seed into the ground? Luke 17, verse 5 and 6, Jesus said, the apostle said to him, Lord, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a seed, as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the root, be planted in the sea, and it would obey you, should obey you. The Greek says it would obey you. Now notice, Jesus said, if you had faith as a seed, the Greek says you would say. See, when you have faith as a seed, you say. That's the way you plant it now. Faith works like a seed, and the way you plant it is by saying what God said. See, I base what I say on what God said. That's where I got my seed. I got it from the promise. My God will meet your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Paul said, because they had given once and again to his necessity, even sacrificially, see, so they qualified for this promise. My God shall meet your need. Well, thank God, my God meets my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What am I doing? I'm saying it and I'm planting the seed. I'm making demand on the kingdom within me. The dominion principle, the seed makes a demand on the soil has to respond to it. You notice the soil doesn't decide whether it's right or wrong what you planted? It just simply has to respond to what you planted. So the kingdom of God is if a man cast a seed into the ground, how'd he do it? By saying it. Jesus already established that on several occasions. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. Somebody said, I just don't understand how saying it will do all that. Well, you're perfectly scriptural. Jesus said you wouldn't. But if you have sense enough to go to bed and get up, just keep doing it. It'll work for you. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and the full corn in the ear. Now notice what produced. The earth brought forth the fruit. The seed was planted. It made a demand on the soil. This is the dominion principle. The seed is the word of God. What God said, he hath given unto you all things. Then you take that seed. It is food for the eater and seed for the sower. You live by every word of God, and you plant that word to produce and make a demand on the kingdom within you, and the wisdom of God will come into your spirit to cause the manifestation of that. May lead you across five states to get you in a position to cause what you're saying to come to pass, but the soil knows how to do it. Just go to bed and get up and know that God's word works. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
God bless you. I trust you've been with us all this week as we've taught on the subject of the dominion principle. It's important to understand that, because if you don't understand the dominion and the power of words and the seed that you sow, then somebody will talk you out of it. This is the last day for tape offer this week. Tape offer number 7406. 7406, Authority of Man and Jesus. A four tape series, audio cassettes, in an album for $24 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $29. This is probably the most informative series on this subject that I've ever taught. It tells you why you have authority on this planet. Your body gives you authority here, but without the anointing of God, you don't have a lot of authority, especially over the devil. But the Word of God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So there's life in every word of God. Therefore, there's death in the words of the devil. So if you will keep your mouth straight and exercise your authority and understand that your words have authority on this planet, what you speak, you believe, and what you believe, you speak. And your physical body gives you authority here. That's the reason the enemy wants you sick or crippled or even dead. It'll inhibit your authority. But if you understand the fact that God has given you authority, you have to resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, sometimes people think, well, you know, if it's God's will, well, he'll deliver me. The Bible says it is his will that you have been delivered from the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of the dear Son of God. It's important to understand the authority of Jesus because Jesus' physical body gave him authority to destroy the works of the devil. Then God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Well, you have the authority of the body, and God furnishes the anointing. You need this set of tapes. That's offer number 7406, Authority of Man and Jesus. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area.